We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Beis Omer Beis, and we are starting from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines from the top. The first word of the line is Rabbanon. The first word of the line, it's actually 7 lines from the top. 7 lines from the top. The first word of the line is Rabbanon. In the middle of that line, Maya Kimtala. So it's really like a new discussion. Same discussion, but a new discussion. We Zetstein the Braisa Amud Aleph like Rab Shimon. Now, what did the Braisa Amud Aleph say? The Braisa Amud Aleph said that if I makdish 3 trees, for example, one after another, the halacha is that you don't get karka. And we asked, like, why doesn't Hekesh get karka? If it's going to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds to get karka, it's your case, by Meicher. And if it's going to Rabbanon, Rabbanon holds that Hekesh is super Ayin Yafa, so you still get it, the karka. So Gemara says it must be going to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is Mechadish, that Hekdesh and Mecha are the same thing. And he actually also holds Moicha Bayan Ra Moicha. That's what he said. So Gemara is have a kasha now that how does this stim like Rab Shimon? The Gemara is going to bring out that Rab Shimon holds something cool that you go bust a pidyon. Now, the Shas are coming to Paida, this tree, and let's say afterwards I was Makash Karka. What does it say? After I was Makash the trees, I would have Makash Karka. What's the halacha? You do the trees by itself and the karka by itself. Even though b'shas pidyon, both are hektish. You can look at it as one steyachuza. But for some reason, you don't look at shas pidyon. The Gemara's have a kasha, if it's going to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon holds you, oh, what's the shas pidyon? That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's developed a kasha. V'motzaz mukmas. V'ay kim to look at Rav Shimon, yizetzdain the b'raisa, I went out like Rav Shimon, eime seifa. It says in the seifa, v'lo yoid, ela filu hektish es the ilonois, v'choz hektish the karka. If someone makes the ilonois, and afterwards, you'll makish the karka. Because you poida, when you redeem it, poida is alone with Shavi, and you poida the trees in the Shavis. And afterwards, you poida the soda with the ratio of Chayim Yisrael and Chayim Yisrael. For Rav Shimon, if it's going according to Rav Shimon, this price, it says the price is going to Rav Shimon because it said you didn't sell the karka with the 3 trees. But it's going to Rav Shimon, the problem with this part. Lazel basa pidyon. Go basa right now. With right now, both are hektish. Benifriku agav arayu. Let it all be one pidyon of the karka. Doshamil Rav Shimon. Also basa pidyon. We find Rav Shimon holds. You go basa pidyon. Where do you find this Rav Shimon? So we have a brisa. We thought Rav Shimon was because you go basa pidyon. Tell him to the brisa. Menayin. Now the halacha is if you buy a property and you makdish it, you buy a steyachuz and you makdish it, then the pidyon is b'shavyin, not with the base zera choymei sa'irim. Only if it's you makdish a steyachuzah. Is the base chaim esayim. If you buy a property of a sada of a mishlayim, then you makdish it, then you pay the b'shav, you want to redeem it. But if you makdish a steyachuzah, you pay the base chaim esayim. So there's a price like this. Menayin lekech sodom av, you bought a field from your father. So now, at that point, if the father stayed alive, and you will makdish it, and you want to redeem it, so it's possible, you have to do b'shav, yes, because it's a kinyan. But what happened was like this. Then the father died. So now it turned into steyachuza while it wasn't as rishus anymore. It was hektish ready. It was turned into steyachuza now. Menayin shtei lefan of steyachuza. How do you know that you paid it like a steyachuza? Tam aloyim. The pasuk says v'im es stei meknasa shloim es steyachuza side. And he teaches sada shein really a steyachuza. Yotzuzu shein really a steyachuza. When is sada meknasa? It says in the pasuk if it's stei meknasa that you makdish, you paid the b'shavius. That's dafka if it's not a steyachuzah. But here, it could be a steyachuzah. It's right to be a steyachuzah. So then, the halacha is you could be paid as a steyachuzah. Did Rabbi Rav Shimon? And the Gemara thinks pshat is because you go, what's the pidyon? When I be paid it now, the father's dead. So it's steyachuzah right now. That's the Gemara thinks pshat in Rabbi Rav Shimon. We'll see in a second. Rameo Eimer, Rameo says, no, I agree in a different case. Menayin lekech sodom aviv. He buys a field from his father. Umeis aviv. Then the father dies before he's magnitude. So now it turns to steyachuzah. How do you know it's a steyachuzah? Even though it started off as a kinyan, but now it's a steyachuzah for the hektish. How do you know? V'im es stey meknosai. Asheloim es steyachuzasai. So sada she'in es steyachuzasai. A sada it's not a steyachuzah. Yotzazu shehi steyachuzah. This is steyachuzah. So we have a chlekes, Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon and Rameya, how vai to take this drasha? Now, Gemara analyzes, says it like this. V'ilu Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon, heche de meis aviv, when the mace of Achak Dish, Shalot Shvich Krah. Obviously, doesn't need a pasuk for that. Because how would you know to learn both things? Because Ki Yitzchak Krah, Heichek de Kdisha, you makdish it, and then the father died. Achak Mace Aviv. Manalu. How did he know that? Ima Hai Krah, Ima the Krah Meyo Dasa. His kasha is that that all you have is one pasuk that says Ashaloi Mistei Achuzah, so which is extra saying it's not a Stei Achuzah. So Ramea says it means it's not a Stei Achuzah right now. It started for the kingdom, it's not a Stei Achuzah right now. That's where you makdish it. But Rav Shimon is saying if you makdish it before the father died, it's also it's still called a Stei Achuzah. How does he know that? Tomorrow says, you know why he knows that? Elam Shimon also was a pidden. You know why? Because he goes was a pidden. He looks at the pidden. B'shas we're coming to pidden. Today, it's 3 years later, I'm coming to pidden. What is it today? The father's not alive. It's Stei Achuzah. So that's why has this Stei Achuzah. So you see, Rav Shimon holds you go was a pidden. Yeah.
It makes a difference when you
makdish it. What? It makes a difference when you makdish it. There's a chaykes over here. Right. The Rav Shimon says, even if you makdish it before the father died, it still has dinah Stei Achuzah. But according to Ramea, it's afterwards. You can ask me if you're Ramea, what are you passing for? Terrence, because it started off as a Kenyan. You got it as a Kenyan. Now, the question is, how does Rav Shimon know to make his Rasha? That's the Mar's question. So Mar says, I know, I'll tell you how. You know why? He goes, what's the pidyon? But she asked the pidyon, what is it? Stei Achuzah. So that's how he knows to make his Rasha, and therefore he always goes, what's the pidyon? So that, and therefore it's a kasha on our brisa. Our brisa is that's Rav Shimon, and we're saying that when you come to the pidyon, the karka and the ilonis, it goes separately, chayr to go together. The problem over here is very shver, is that chayr, if there's a svara, do you go bust a pidyon, so why any pasuk for? If a svara is that you look at pidyon, and you look at den, what is the stei achuzah not, so we need any pasuk for. So Ritva actually asks this kasha, and Ritva says, of course it's not enough of a svara without the pasuk, but it just tells you how to dash in the pasuk that even though he was makdish before the father died, but because you go bust a pidyon, it will be a good call to stay achuzah. And by you see for me, you go bust a pidyon, so it's a kasha. Hack is that time the bride said, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon go bust a pidyon, you go bust a pidyon, everything should be together. Amar Nachma Yitzchak. La'olam ba'alma, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon, lo'yaz was pidyon. If it's not shver from our brisa that says that you pointed a tree separately, carcass separately, because you don't go bust a pidyon. I has in order to make this drasha to the next level that even if your makdish before the father died has didn't stay achuzah. Even in the extra pasuk, there's an extra part of it. Just say if it's a stay meknasa, it's not achuzah, or it's just say like this. Inami stay achuzah. My asher loy misstay achuzah. So with darshan, it can't even be miksas stay achuzah. Which teaches us that it can be a little bit like a shmek of Stei Achuzah, a smell of Stei Achuzah, which means if it's possible with Stei Achuzah, which means the father could die, then that's not called a Stei Meknasai, it's called Stei Achuzah.
If the father doesn't die?
Then it's called Stei Meknasai. The father never dies. If he doesn't die before you, when you're repaid, he's not dead, then it's not Stei Achuzah. That's partial. Es she'ena ru'uyli es Stei Achuzah. Yotzu she'ru'uyli es Stei Achuzah. It has to be ru'uyli for Shas the Hektish, and it also has to be Shas Pidyon es Stei Achuzah. But if it never turns to Stei Achuzah, then it wouldn't be like that. But the Maisa was saying it's from the extra drasha that says either the extra word Stei Achuzah or Mistei Achuzah. Either way, it's extra words here which teach us the Delacha of Rav Shimon's drasha, and therefore, because that's on the Brisa of Rav Shimon, that's fine. It's not a problem because that's on the Brisa of Rav Shimon, because he does not hold nasal basa pidyon. Now the parak ends off with a few memories. Amrav Huna, Charav Hamorkev V'Sal Nashekma. So we said in the Mishnah, these trees are so chashiv, they have a din of property. When I sell a property, they're not included. They're a separate property. So Charav Hashekma, and we said it's a chiddush by Ger that both work, two separate properties. Amrav Huna, Charav Hamorkev V'Sal Nashekma, Taris Ilon Alav, has din Ilon, the Taris Karka Alav, has a din Karka also. It's like a double thing. It's like a hybrid. Taris ilan olav. What's that negay? The hechad akdish or zovin shtei ilanos. If you makdish or sold two ilanos, so two ilanos you don't get karka, right? You don't get karka according to Rav Shimon and according to Rabban. You don't get karka. But let's say you sold two ilanos and a charav ashikma. It's considered three trees. So it has din ilan. V'hai. So I'll read it again. Hechad akdish or zovin shtei ilanos. V'hai two trees and this yesh le karka. You get din karka. Has din of a tree. Legabi being a third tree, you get karka. And Teres Karka Lov, Limas Dav Nagara, has din Karka, that when they sell a Soda, that's not included, it's considered a separate Soda. So on one hand, it's considered a separate Soda. On the other hand, it's considered a tree, to be considered three trees to get Karka. Va'om Rav Huna, there's another thing that is a hybrid. Va'om Rav Huna, in a whole different way, but it's another thing hybrid. Lach is that Shikha, if you leave something, you leave a bundle on the property, it goes to the Aniyim. But it's only if you leave two bundles. You leave three bundles, that already is not called shikha. There's not a halacha. A bundle has to be a bundle that you carry. If it's a very big bundle, like a bundle that has two sa'a, it's not called shikha either, because it's not called a bundle. So over here, he says, Oymish Sasayim, this bundle that has Sasayim is a kula, has two kulas. First of all, Tarus Oymer Lov, Tarus Garas Lov. Tarus Oymer Lov, the Shnei Oymer, you have two regular sized bundles, is Shecha, Shnayim Vahu ain't a Shecha. But if those two regular sized bundles and this third huge bundle, it's considered three now, it's not Shecha. Vitaris Garas Lov, the Tanan Oymish Yesh by Sasayim, Shecha and Shecha. And it also has the term is Oymer, that this thing itself is not called a Shecha either. Even if it's one, but if it's so big, it's no Shecha. But it still can be considered the third one of the other Oymer. So it's also a hybrid. And the last memra, Omer Rav Barachanam Rosh Lakish, Chor Vamoruk of Asadim HaShikma, if that's included in Hekdish, is Bonu Machlekes Rav Nachim Barav Yosi Barabana. He says, if a Makdish a Sada, is Chor Vamoruk of Asadim HaShikma included? Is Machlekes Rav Nachim Barav Yosi and the Rabbana? Which means like this, like the Rashbam explains. Rav Nachman Yosi holds like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, when I makdish a karka, it's like moicha karka. When I moicha a karka, the locha is chorav and shikma not included. And we know Rav Shimon really holds that not only is not included, it's not even yonik mehekesh as karka, because moicha ba'ayin ra moicha. So when I makdish a karka, it's not included. But according to Rabbanon, it is included, because you're all super like that. So he says, Rav Nachman Yosi, you're arguing in that. So afraid to Gemara, okay, tell me Rav Nachman Yosi holds like Rav Shimon, just say Rav Shimon. On top of him, I'm giving him a laugh. Lay machlekes Rav Shimon Rabbanon. Say it's machlekes Rav Rabbanon. And what would be the point of telling you that? To tell you that Rav Shimon taka holds Chorav and Shikma not included, which is a chiddush. You know why? Because you learn the Mishnah, you learn Mishnayis, you'll see that Rav Shimon holds it is included. But we know from the Gemara, it's only the Devarim de Rabbanon comma. He's only going the Devarim de Rabbanon. He's not saying his own Shita. He's going the Rabbanon, like we learned in Tabat Amid. The Devarim de Rabbanon comma. So it's a chiddush to say Rav Shimon holds it's not mahikdash at all. So just say that and say that that's a chiddush. Lay machlekes Shimon Rabbanon. Hakamas v'lon the Rav Nachman Rav Yosi Hashimim Sviulei. Which teaching us the Rav Nachman Rav Yosi holds like Rav Shimon. That was the chiddush, and like Rav Shimon explains, and you also see that Rav Shimon saying on the Rav Kamal. You see both things because he holds like Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon holds that Chorav and Shikma are not included in the sale, and it's not called Yonik from the Karka. Why not? Because he holds Meicha by Rav Meicha, and he holds and the Mishnah of the Rav and the Rabbanon Kama. So therefore, it was saying both the chiddush, and that's why we say it like this. How do Allah Perak Meicha Sabayis Belin that.